Did you hear that? Have you ever thought or said those words in the middle of the night? There have been nights I quickly sit up in bed because I heard some noise. Something startled me and woke me up. So I sit super quietly and really focus to listen and see if I hear it again so I can figure out what it was. I might even do the dog head tilt, you know, so my ear is up and I'm poised to really listen. There are times we have to really work to listen. If someone is trying to tell me something really important and the ambient noise in the room is crowding out the message, I must lean in and focus on really hearing the words and work to shut out the surrounding noise. When my girls were little and desperately wanted my attention, they would grab my face to ensure that I was listening to the highly important thing they had to tell me. Often we miss out on hearing because we don't stop talking. James 1:19 reminds us everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak. Oh, but how we love to talk and hear our voice and air our thoughts and opinions, both verbally and from behind our screens. I think about my conversations with God. I know He listens, and I can approach Him with confidence and pour out my worries and fears, praises and petitions. But often I'm guilty of focusing way more on what I want to say or ask than listening to what He is trying to speak to me. God has been speaking to humanity since Adam and Eve. He speaks in many ways throughout the Bible, like the still small voice to Elijah or through the burning bush to Moses. God even spoke through a donkey in Numbers 22. Look it up. In the Old Testament, God also spoke through the prophets, who were messengers that would hear from God and deliver His message to the people of God. God commissioned the prophet Jeremiah. The Bible says even before he was formed in the womb, God had a plan for this prophet, and it was all about listening. He would listen to the words of the Lord, and his job was to speak those words to the people and not be afraid to do so. Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. God spoke these words to Jeremiah while he was in prison during the Babylonian crisis. Call to me, and I will answer you and share things you can't even imagine on your own. God wants you to hear those words today. The Creator of all things desires an ongoing conversation with you, not one where you do all the talking, but you call on Him and then you listen, just like Jeremiah. Listen, hear, then obey. Once on my knees in a dark, empty chapel in Tennessee, I sought the Lord and poured my heart out to Him in prayer. Then I simply sat in silence. As I did, I heard the words, "Feed my sheep." Not audibly, but without a doubt, that's what I heard ringing in my ears. To this day, I hold those words dear and recognize a call on my life to love people and speak words of truth and encouragement over them. I hope you'll really hear these words today. God loves you, and He wants to guide you through each day. Maybe He has been trying to get your attention for years. Make today the day you lean in and really listen. God reminded Jeremiah by saying, "Call to me and I will answer you." Spend time in His word and seek Him in prayer. As you do, you'll begin to hear His voice more clearly over the distractions of the day. That's the truth. Have a talk with God today, but maybe start it with the words, "I'm listening." I'm Lori Klein.